This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
We're here at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference at the Glasgow Science Centre, and I'm pleased to be joined by NM Dayton, who is the lead of Google's internal disability standards. So thanks very much for joining me. You're going to be doing one of the speeches a little bit later, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Myself and my colleagues will be talking about Google's efforts with co-design with different disability populations, as well as Google's accessibility offerings across various products and what's new and what we've been working on lately.
And could you give us a little sneak peek? What have you been working on?
Something that's really exciting to me is an app called Lookout. So Lookout is an Android app that allows folks with sight loss to identify things in their surroundings, to read different labels. There's features within it that allow guided selfies. There's an awesome feature called Guided Frame, which allows you, it'll basically give vocalized instructions to make sure that your face is centered when you're taking a selfie, to make sure the objects that you're trying to capture in a photo are within the frame. Lots of really cool offerings in the mobile space. And we'll also be discussing some improvements with our flagship products. So things like Google Workspace, Gmail, Docs, Drive, Google Wallet, guided instructions, walking instructions as well, vocally. Lots of really cool things we've been working on.
So sounds like you're covering all bases.
Absolutely.
Now, one of my colleagues who's blind, I had to ask you about the current situation with Gemini.
Yes.
He was saying it would be ideal that, like, for instance, today, if he was leaving the conference, if he could point his phone as a taxi's approaching, and that would let him know it's there. How close are we to that?
Hey, we're pretty close. So Gemini is powering a lot of our accessibility offerings these days. Things like auto-generated alt text. So even just navigating the web on Chrome, where there's these millions of unlabeled images, Gemini helps create image labels and alt text for all of those images, even on websites that aren't Google. So just allowing a more accessible experience on the web in general. So Lookout is one of those things that will let you, you know, point your phone at different objects and identify them for you, kind of as your colleague was saying. And in that respect, we're there. Gemini has a lot of amazing things on the horizon for us, and we're really excited for applications in the accessibility space.
And in terms of the conference itself, what else are you looking forward to seeing and hearing about?
I was just chatting with some folks about the accessible gaming initiative through RNIB. That's really exciting to me. So I have multiple sclerosis. So I don't have sight loss, but my mobility is impaired and my motor control is impaired as well. I'm not a gamer, but my wife is. So being able to play with her and take advantage of some of those options is really cool for me. And I'm excited to chat with those folks later.
Wish you lots of luck with the speech later.
Thank you so
this
much.
Is your first time in Glasgow as well?
It is. It's my first time in Scotland. I've really been enjoying it. We went exploring in the Highlands. We explored downtown Glasgow. We went to the Absent Ear. It's been really an amazing experience, and everyone's been so kind and helpful. I've loved it here.
Google's NM Dayton, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.